A few years ago, Kevin McKinnon, who runs Colebrook's water department, was looking at a hydrant that had recently been removed from Main Street. He was chipping through decades of paint to get to a part when a date began to emerge, 1884.
I was a little shocked.
It was a clear reminder that Colebrook's system was installed around 1880. And the problem with such a vintage system? At least 70% of the water leaks back into the ground.
That makes us have the distinction of being the leakiest system in the state of New Hampshire.
That's Becky Merrill, Colebrook's town manager. And during the town meeting Tuesday evening, she and other officials hope two-thirds of the voters approve Article 2. Article 2 authorizes spending $6.5 million to replace infrastructure, including the water lines, and then repaving Main Street, which is also Route 3 and the major route going north. Colebrook, which has about 2,300 residents, has already secured state and federal assistance that will cover all but about $3 million. But that's only if the project is approved during town meeting. Otherwise, the grants will go to other communities. That's why town manager Becky Merrow is pushing hard for its approval.
This project will never be cheaper for the town of Colebrook. It will never be less expensive.
Merrow says the cost works out to about $95 a year for somebody with a $100,000 home. For years, the New Hampshire Department of Environmental Services, which is concerned about water conservation, has urged the town to fix the problem. And Colebrook selectman Jules Kennett frets about the possibility of a failure so catastrophic that there wouldn't be any water.
Then we'd hang the shingles up because we just don't have the money to replace the piping and do the repairs that will be necessary.
But standing at the counter in Hicks Hardware, Cindy Hicks says the project would disrupt traffic and could hurt business. But she says the repairs are needed, and she plans to vote for it anyway, in the hopes that the new pavement and sidewalks will make the town more attractive. Colebrook's not alone in the North Country in voting on money for infrastructure issues.
Statewide, that's an issue, is the infrastructure. It's never visible. So as long as people can turn on their faucet and get a drink or flush the toilet and away it goes, they're not worried about it.
That's Ed Sampson, the town manager in Lancaster. Voters in Lancaster will consider a $4.7 million bond to stop stormwater from running into the town's sewer system, where it's unnecessarily treated as waste. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.